This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. on Tuesday issued a sweeping new advisory warning against travel to mainland China and Hong Kong, citing the risk of arbitrary detention and arbitrary enforcement of local laws. The advisory is likely to heighten tensions between the sides that have spiked since Beijing's imposition on Hong Kong of a strict new national security law in June that has already been met with a series of U.S. punitive actions. The new advisory warned U.S. citizens that China imposes arbitrary detention and exit bans to compel cooperation with investigations, pressure family members to return to China from abroad, influence civil disputes, and gain bargaining leverage over foreign governments. The advisory said U.S. citizens traveling or residing in China or Hong Kong may be detained without access to U.S. consular services or information about their alleged crime. China is warning the United States of potential serious damage to their relations if it does not withdraw from an upcoming economic meeting with Taiwan that is expected to be attended by a senior American official. Local media in Taiwan say a U.S. Undersecretary of State is planning to visit the island this week for an economic dialogue. Hurricane Sally drew closer to the U.S. Gulf Coast on Tuesday morning, bringing heavy rains and surging water ahead of its expected landfall as a Category 2 hurricane with the chance of further strengthening possible. The second strong storm in less than a month to threaten the region, Sally's winds increased to 100 miles per hour and late Monday was 90 miles east of the mouth of the Mississippi River, according to the National Hurricane Center. It could wallop the Mississippi and Alabama coasts on Tuesday with the devastating winds of up to 110 miles per hour. That would put it on the cusp of becoming a Category 3 hurricane. This is VOA News.